Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. You are the God of yes and amen, Lord. We worship you. We thank you. We bow down before you. Stand up, all of us. Raise your hands. Say, you are worthy, O Lord. You are the mighty God. You break every chain. You heal every disease. You are the provider. You are the victory. You are the great shepherd. You are the mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. For thank you, Lord, for Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, who came to set us free, to be kings and priests. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and declare, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Amen. Amen. Give a big shout of victory and say, thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory and the victory. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Jenna and team, you did outdid yourself. It's so good. Can you give them a clap? Worship team, we thank you. All of the whole team together. It's awesome to praise and worship the Lord. I'll tell you, God is, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's always in the process of doing signs and wonders and miracles. So, Pastor Bonnie and I have been praying for a particular family today. Pretty early, we got the news of a wonderful friend of ours, a couple that we know in Atlanta who attended our Atlanta church. While we used to have that fellowship, now a lot of them come and attend our conferences. You've met some of them. But this family, my good friend Burchell, he works at the Atlanta airport out on the tarmac and was directing some of the traffic and all of that on the tarmac in Atlanta late last night. And a major, this is the big airline stuff. One of the airlines, I have it here, but I don't know whether I'm supposed to share it, all that. This is all not done purposely, but one of the big airlines, I think he helps direct some of the traffic right on the floor, right at the tarmac, and it was supposed to turn one way, and he did not. There was a miscommunication, and the whole plane pushed onto him, onto his body. And he said that he has been in an accident. He's got bleeding in the brain, and he was immediately, he was taken, he was bleeding. He was taken to immediately to the intensive care unit in Atlanta Hospital. And he is hit by the big airplane, you know, the big airline. And he said he saw the angel who put his body between him and the plane, so the plane wouldn't crush him. And they phoned us and let us know to pray for him. And we've been praying all day. That's why usually I don't take phone calls, but you saw me answer. And it was him who had been crushed by the plane calling me from the intensive care unit. And the Lord did all through today. He did a great miracle. I may show you, I don't know whether, but I have his picture. His wife sent me a picture of him in the intensive care just a moment ago. Let's see if there it is. I'm not asked his permission. He's completely, he's covered by sheets. But a lot of his body is exposed. So I may let you come by and later we'll touch this picture. But he is out of the extreme danger. And so I talked with him. And I don't know how he could talk. He's all in the skeletal frame. But he talked with me and he said, Pastor, we wanted you and Pastor Bonnie to know, you taught us about angels and about the Holy Ghost, that it was a big angel that he saw the angel put himself between him and the plane, and it did not crush him. So he had a neural bleed. There was a bleeding in his brain. But the Lord, he had just finished talking to the doctor, and then they called me. So, because we have a wonderful relationship, and I'm grateful. But they gave me a report, and I told them we were going to pray for them and for him tonight at the watch also. So we sent healing angels to continue, and that we may march by and I may have you lay hands on this picture. This is in the neuro intensive care unit. But as I was praying, and Pastor Bonnie was praying for a miracle, that they can't believe it. Anyway, one of the things that was part of I talked to Tandika in Atlanta late last night. Burchell has an accident. He has bleeding on the brain. He's now in the neuro intensive care unit in Atlanta. He was hit by a big airplane on the tarmac. And he is conscious but confused. However, his main thing is he saw an huge angel that cushioned him. And though he was passed out, he was praying in tongues the entire way to the hospital in the ambulance. Co-workers and doctors asked our sister Tandika what country he was from, because that language he kept talking in was almost heavenly. So they didn't know what he was, but it was like atmosphere heaven was around him. So we are praying tonight that God will continue this miracle work. And he will have the total miracle recovery, that the bleed is taken care of on the right side. So his function and his cognitive ability will be totally restored. So we agree in prayer for that. And we are thankful. So later I may have you come and lay hands, and we'll just release more of the angelic power and anointing. But know that when people around the world have huge challenges, they look to this watch and this church for prayer, that there is supernatural activity happening here all the time. And it's not just something that happened 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or a year ago, or a few months ago. It's constantly the Lord is giving us signs and wonders and miracles and breakthrough. And I'll show you in a moment one of the scriptures, but you carry some of the main key. This worship team, this group of intercessors, you and I together, that there is something awesome and miraculous and wonderful is happening. And we were with Pastor Bonnie and I yesterday with one of our main friends and representatives for us in Israel and in Jerusalem. We were spending yesterday afternoon with them and most of the evening. The God of Israel, that there is something, constant activity. If you get kind of set in your ways, one of the things that'll help you, I'll tell you one of my secrets that puts me, this is helpful for me, but I'll give you one thing that, among the several things that keeps me on the edge of just continuing praise and thanksgiving, is you can, on your iPhone, iPad, whatever you use, put in there Kotel live camera, live shoot. The Kotel is the Western Wall in Jerusalem. And that is 24 hours a day. There's a camera right there on the Kotel. And the Kotel at night is always lit up. That's the Western Wall. That's the remnant of where the Ark of the Covenant rested, the temple that they built, the second temple. And if you get kind of lethargic, turn that camera on, you will always see some people praying at the Western Wall, always. There may be a few people walking around or doing things, but you will see this picture of in Jerusalem that's constant. And I was with someone else this last week who used to give me a ride. That's Martin Berger, who every 22 years in a row almost, I would go do the healing service, and then he would usually be the one who would drive me. And sometimes he would just sleep all night in his car. Or he would go back to the hotel and pick me up around 7 or 8. But I would pray all night at the Western Wall. And I want you to get an impartation of how important you are in God's plan as an intercessor, as a praiser, and that you may wonder, look, what am I doing? You being an intercessor, you being able to take that place of on the wall. I'm talking kind of illustrative, let's say, but you are on the wall of intercession, you're on the wall of praise and thanksgiving. And the more here we take prayer seriously, and just your presence here at the watch is key. And so I was so blessed that I got, while I was sitting, we were worshiping and getting before the Lord, I got phone call from the intensive care unit, and they sent me a live picture. This is the scenario happening right now, where the angel saved this man, and then he wanted to make sure that we were praying for them. So, and that God, and then the latest report was he was unharmed, but they were surprised that he's, the way he is coming out of that. You know, there's quite something when your body is about to be crushed by a big plane turning the wrong way and crushing your body. And he said, Pastor, I just want you to know, I mean, about this prayer right now, I was trying to hear as much as I could. And he was saying, I saw the angel, Pastor. I saw the angel put his body between me and the plane. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Give the Lord a thank you. So two aspects. I'm going to have you turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 12. I think I have referred to this before, but I want, because it's at this season. This is the season where soon, in about a couple of weeks, or less, we'll be celebrating Easter, where next Sunday is Palm Sunday. So we are coming into those great days where we, for Christian history, for our we as believers, these are some of the most important, crucial days that we need to honor, get in the anointing for these, that this determine your salvation and your eternity. These are the days that change your eternity, where you can, you have no fear of death. When it's time for us to move to the next level, you can walk in there boldly with a smile saying, thank you, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. He is my captain, he is my king, he is my savior, and there are going to be the saints in glory welcoming you. I mean, it's going to be awesome. And we have no fear of eternity. But it's all be determined by Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb above every lamb, who died for you, who was crucified, he was buried, and he was resurrected. Well, this is, and it's the fulfillment of the Passover, where the Lamb was slain, and in the power of the Lamb that came out of Egypt, set free from slavery. We are set free from every bondage and from the bondage of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is the Passover season. So it was during the Passover season these events happened in Acts chapter 12. And this is where Herod is harassing the church. He has already killed James, the brother of John, and now he is determined to kill Peter, who is leading, helping convert the Jews to a belief in Jesus Christ. And so he has been arrested during the Passover, after a few days after Passover. And it says in verse chapter 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod, so Peter was in prison, and see what the church is doing. Constant prayer. Say constant prayer. Another translation says fervent prayer was being prayed at that time. Fervent prayer. Fervent in the sense intense, but also continuous. Just like we have, one of the things that God anointed us, and I'm grateful for all of you keeping the watch, because we have been praying in a sense. Every Friday we are here praying and praising the Lord for the last 25 years. And that is fervent, intense, unceasing prayer. Doing that during, you know, here it says, this is part of the job of the church. See, while he is, something is happening out in prison, the church is offering prayers for Peter as a body of Christ. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. So there were four soldiers, by the way, that were, he was chained to four soldiers. So arms, legs, and chains. An angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. One of the reasons that I wanted to, there is a two-pronged, well, several-pronged aim tonight. I wanted to tell you about something I'm connecting tonight, because I wrote down one of the things that I had a burden for, to pray for us, pray that we are to pray as the praying church. Now see, as the church here, you see, as we are praying together, something is happening. As we are praying here, someone is emerging from the ICU and calling us, saying the doctor says this is, there's a miracle that will happen. Things are happening, so I want to be able to, we're going to believe simultaneously for different miracles happening, that the Lord will hear our cries. They were making prayer. The Lord heard their prayers, and sent a mighty angel to set the apostle of God free. And it doesn't matter how many soldiers were chained to him, he was chained to the angel. When God sets free, he sets free indeed. When God heals, he heals mightily. So we are pardoned that I'm kind of my multifaceted focus tonight. We are praying. Part of the watch focus is we are sending prayers and intercessions and angelic activity over Venezuela. That those poor people who have been oppressed by socialism, one of the things that makes me, I hope, with a godly anger, is here is a country that was supposedly the number one premier economy, rich, wealthy nation in Latin America with the highest amount of oil reserves to compare with Saudi Arabia. So the wealth is inestimable. And yet they frittered it away all by believing in a demonic lie called socialism and Marxism. So be suspicious of any of those. It is like there are people are demonized. The Marxism, socialism was written by a demonized man called Karl Marx, who was a poor, almost like, if you read his book, it sounds so crazy if you read about him, that he was a socialist in the day of the czars of Russia, and he just said, this is what we need to have. Everybody be equal. And, I mean, sounds good, but it's demonic because you can, it's like you get poorer and poorer and poorer and the lowest common denominator. If someone has five horses, you can, no, we must all, if we're going to have horses, we're going to have just basically can't have four horses, so we will each one will have a donkey. I mean, it's just something crazy. You cannot have five fruit trees, and these people have nothing. I remember going to Czechoslovakia under the days of communism, and they said, Pastor, we have lived under this oppression now for, by that time, what I was in the 1980s, and went to, behind the curtain and ministered to some of the underground churches there. And they said, if an orange or a banana was so valuable, any fruit, an apple was like a treasure, you need to say, I don't understand. You are crazy. This, look at the farmland all around. This is gorgeous farmland. Why do you mean this apple is so precious? Because he says, no, that during when the socialists took over, they put a tax. Hey, how can you have five apple trees in your backyard? There are people without apple trees. So you cannot, we will put a tax on your apple tree. Each of the apple tree, you have to give us a tax of $10,000 a year. You say, you're crazy. I can't afford that. I can't give you, I'm just kind of exaggerating some of the sums off the top of my head. So the farmers, they went there, we're going to tax all your cherry trees. So we can't afford to give you. No, then you must cut them down. So the insanity, they'd cut down all the fruit trees because I'm not willing to pay a tax on every cherry tree, every fruit. So that's how it works. So in the end, then there are few apples grown in that country because people are the one to lower everybody's standards. You can't have five cars. You can't even have one car. I mean, so I am right now, there are some, every few years this thing comes up. So there are a few people who are promoting that socialism in our country. It's a demonic. We used to pray about that. We used to call it communism. But every few years, it's a demonic spirit. Anyway, that took over Venezuela. I'm summarizing some of these facts. And now they cannot, the water is no, there's no water supply. There is now no electricity. So they are lighting. Here is one of the wealthiest country, potentially. They have lights. They have little kerosene lamps. They're like 100 years backwards or 120 years backwards. I saw pictures, live video, of people going to the sewer and trying to get water. So they had any kind of water. There's no medicine, no hospital care. Anyway, that's Venezuela. We are praying for the defeat of this dictator, socialist, communist called Maduro. And hopefully, they're not even allowing us to help send in food. They have the kids are starving. And the reason, if there was a reason, we can't even say this is a poor country. They made themselves poor by going for socialism. So it's self-inflicted. But hopefully that country will come back to healing and restoration. Anyway, the other thing that I was impressed by this week, and so we, during the start, about 25, 23 years ago, we used to intensely be involved in this, and we used to send, in that season, our intercessory material to hundreds of prisons, and we still do some where we're in communication, but there was a wonderful, there was a great meeting this week at the White House with the president, vice president, and several people in the celebrating, and there was the signing of what they call the first step prison reform, and it's called the prison reform and passage of the First Step Act. It's a landmark legislation will give countless current and former prisoners a second chance at life and a new opportunity to contribute to their communities, their states, and their nation. And among them, of course, the president has been number one, but Jared and Ivanka Trump, his daughter and son-in-law, many of the governors and congressmen have been involved. They're helping bring criminal justice reform. Unfair sentencing rules have been trying to do away with them. Help end the cycle of poverty and crime for thousands of people. May this broken system be healed, the president spoke, and improve the lives of so many released from prison. Ex-prisoners participated in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. People getting out of prison, they'll be able to get a job instead of a life of crime. Since the First Step Act signed, 16,000 inmates, just a few weeks ago that they started this, but one of the big signing was this week, already enrolled in drug treatment programs. Many states are also involved, so we want to bless this. So many African American communities have been really revamped and re-energized. So we give thanks also. The president wants to give thanks for major corporations like Walmart giving those coming out of prison a job. What we find is many prisons. I'm summarizing. If you look up the First Step meeting, First Step celebration, First Step Act on YouTube to find out. And it was one of the most moving things for me, and I just watched it twice. And it was, we used to have a church it got a little too intense because I was involved in traveling, Pastor Bonnie also. And then we would give 2 weekends. Either Pastor Bonnie or I would go to Atlanta. And we had a church there also, but many of it was in the part of Atlanta, it's a major African-American neighborhood. It was wonderfully some of the best times. We just didn't have the grace and the time to carry on that activity there. but we used to have a watch. Many of them come to our conferences, but we used to watch every Friday. Anyway, but many of the people I would talk to, many of the mothers, they would ask me to pray for their young sons. And so many of them, they had gotten involved with some minor little involvement with drugs. And young men, you know, it's like when you're 18, 19, 20, you've got more the gift of stupid than, you know, you do dumb things, but it's not, that's not the character they have. But many of them were found with minor little drug offenses. And there was a kind of legal system that was involved that was initiated during the time of President Clinton. They thought they were doing good, but instead turned it around so that young people with the most minor drug offenses, if they got arrested three times by having a little bit of bag of marijuana or something, they got 15-year sentence. They would be in jail. And I mean, that's severe for someone who's just coming out of the teen years. How many of you remember when you were a teenager? You did some foolish things, didn't you? Some were perfect. I know some of you were perfect. But we do. And we have a, you know, especially we as believers need to have a gift of mercy and kindness. And you can say, if once someone has paid for their whatever dumb thing they've done, they need to be forgiven and given a chance to overcome. But anyway, I find that our prison system in the U.S. is very, well, let's just say justice needs to come. But during this time, I was informed, really was impacted as I saw some of these people who had a chance to have a second chance. And they were out of prison. And they are some of the sweetest people. But you find that, you know, they may have done that dumb thing. And most of them is because of drug. Either they were, to get more drugs, they would start selling, all of that. And then they would get sentences, 20, 30, 40 years. And I'm grateful that the heart of this president and many of the others in Congress, they want to give people a second chance. And I am for being strict against those who are violent and do violence to others. But those who have been caught doing just minor infractions, they need to, I pray that the Lord, that we have the grace to have mercy and see these lives restored. Anyway, but I'm just praying at this whole incident of the angel visiting Peter in prison and setting him free. I feel like that is something, may the Lord send his angels and turn around many of these people who desperately need a second chance. The other thing that this, I'm praying for the prison. Let's just say, I'm praying, as we used to pray quite often, as we started the watch, for everyone who is in prison, who needs a second chance. May they be delivered if there is any spirit of violence. But may people who God knows, may they get act. May the mercy of the Lord come. May they be able to come out. But see here, for many years, people who have been in prison, when they came out, they had nowhere to go. If their records showed they had been in prison, they would not be able to get employment. And now with this act, they'll go through certain programs in prison, and as they come out, like several corporations, Walmart is one of them, that will immediately give them a job. If they're willing, if they prove themselves, they can get a job. But I'm blessing every corporation that is helping these thousands of people who have been in prison, that they will have a second chance, that they will have redemption. And that when they come out, some of them are qualified electricians. So one of them who came out, he was a funny man, and he had been in prison for 20 years. I mean, it made me cry almost to say, listen, I am so glad I got a chance, but I want to tell you there are guys like me who are much nicer than me who need a second chance. So just all of that to say, I bless this first step program that helps train people who are in prison, who makes them ready for a job. When they come out, they don't have to go into the life of crime again, but they have may the Lord anoint this program so that they are able to be employed and not get into crime or get back into drugs. Anyway, so I'm just putting several things in, but as this is the season of the Passover is here, this is where one of the big things that happened at Passover, the deliverance of Peter from prison when the church was praying. This is important key for us here, even now, that we be a praying community, that we be a praying church, and the fervent prayers of the watch, the fervent prayers of people like us, that God will hear our cry. Even tonight, we are saying, Lord, show mercy to those in prison. Show mercy, Lord, and may they have deliverance where there have been demonic spirits oppressing them. May they be delivered from drugs. May they have a chance to be able to be trained to be plumbers, electricians, whatever it is they're qualified for. Thank you, Lord, for the corporations that are giving these people jobs. Restore them to their families. Restore them to their communities, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. And I want to send a prayer, just blessing from here, to other nations also, where some people who are Christians, who are in prison, because they are believers in other countries, may the angel of the Lord visit them. So this is one of the things, is angelic activities. We want to thank the Lord. We ask for angelic activities to bless us. We release God's angels to deliver God's people. As our friend here last night was, the angel of the Lord put his body just in between him and the big plane, so his whole body would not be crushed. I will, I don't know whether I can, I don't think I can show, I don't know. Some of you can see it, but I don't want to put it accurately on the camera because they took all his clothes off. He's just in a little bit of cover, but there are tubes and stuff all over his body. But the Lord visited him, and I talked with him, and he was restored. I tell you, I'm excited about the Lord that he is. We are praying here and celebrating. God is hearing our cry and sending his angels to deliver, to heal, and I am grateful that we are right where the Lord wants us to be in prayer, fervent prayer. And so what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do some fervent prayer. We're going to do some praising and thanking the Lord. I want us to pray in tongues for a while. We're going to march around, pray in tongues, celebrate, we'll blow some shofars, and ask the Lord to give more victory, to hear our cry. As the Lord leading them, as they were hearing the Lord and praying, the angel was released. See the connection? You pray, the angels are loosed to do mighty things. And may they do mighty things, even tonight, for us, for our families, for our children, for people, wherever they are. They may be in China, they may be in the Middle East, wherever they are, they need an angel of the Lord to come and deliver them. Lord, we pray tonight that you will deliver your holy angels, that there will be a revival in the church. We will have thousands of people, different, all over the world, all over the United States, praying and thanking the Lord that you will do miracles. I was so inspired, and I'm so grateful that this family felt released to send me that picture that he went to intensive care in the ICU, the part where if you've had brain injuries, that take you in that intensive care. And the Lord, we thank you. The angels are still ministering and bringing our friend out very quickly in the name of Jesus. So we want to pray, let God arise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Let angels be loosed as we fervently pray and thank the Lord. For there is a promise that there are going to be much larger angelic activity in the last days. So these are the days your angel, by the way, know that you have a guardian angel. There are angels protecting you. It's not little kids only, but there are big angels protecting you and ministering in you, through you, for you, on your behalf. So welcome the angels, right? Say, Lord, I welcome angelic activities, right? And I welcome my angels. Hallelujah. And the angels, we release and thank the Lord for angels protecting our children, each of our children and our grandchildren, wherever they are. Thank you, Lord, that you, their mighty signs and wonders are being released in your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for angels. Do you know why? As we are talking about Passover and Easter, we may focus a little bit on quite a number of angels, angelic activity, if you'll notice, which is really fun to think about and study, is at the birth of Jesus. During Christmas, we recognize angels from on high, angels there glorifying God and celebrating the babe born in Bethlehem. But also at Easter time, we know there is great angelic activities. Angels came as Jesus was interceding at the Garden of Gethsemane. But angels were there to roll away the stone as the Lord is resurrected from the gate. So there are a lot of, tonight I just wanted to give a little focus on the angelic activity during not only the time of the birth, but during the time of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is that season. We are coming into that Easter season. So we celebrate and we welcome tonight more angelic activities over us. Thank you, Lord. Do mighty things in us, through us, for us. Do mighty things of mighty miracles of healing. Like tonight, the Lord confirmed it. And I was so tickled and grateful that he called from the intensive care unit and said, the doctor visited me. I thank you for your prayers and Bonnie's prayers. And the pastor, I saw the angel. I saw the angel. Say, I saw the angel. I mean, that was so awesome. Awesome, awesome. So we are going to ask the angels to get involved. And right now, there are angels here. Thank you, Lord. So let's sing. Sing something. Celebrate. We're going to march around here. And Richie, if you can lead us in prayer and then celebrate. Let's march with angelic activities. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.